are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
The Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me this morning from Missouri Shores, it's Sarah Reinhardt. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always nice to have you here and joining us. And we want to talk about, because here we are, we're at almost the end of September. Hard to believe.
I know. I cannot believe it.
It's just flown right by. And next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And, of course, you are planning some events. And you want to let people know, kind of give them a little bit of a heads up about what's coming up next month.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Domestic Violence Awareness Month is huge for us. We really want to just get it out there that, you know, it does happen in this community. Statistically, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men are going to experience some form of domestic violence. That's not necessarily physical abuse. There's, you know, emotional abuse, financial abuse, things like that. So statistically, it is a very serious thing. And honestly, our community is no different. So we really want to just bring awareness to our communities and let people know we are here. So a few of the activities that we have planned for the month of October, we are partnering with Fearless and Wonderfully Made Yoga Studio. We are very, very excited about that. We're going to be bringing a series of yoga classes to the Pierre area. So on October 7th, we have the Family Yoga Kickoff. That is a free will donation. All these times are at 6 o'clock. There is a pre-registration that is required if you want a t-shirt. Otherwise, just go ahead and come on out. T-shirts are $20. The other yoga classes in the series, October 14th, we have a gentle yoga. And October 21st, we have a pound class, which is something kind of new to that studio. It's kind of just a dance class aimed at getting out some of that stress and just relieving some of that tension from everyday life. So the series is really geared towards self-care, which is so, so important. I mean, in any line of work and anything that you do, it's so important to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And that'd be a good way to get introduced to, yes, if you're not somebody who does this regularly. Good way to help out Missouri, yes, Shores and get introduced to yoga.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, bring some comfy clothes, but it's very gentle yoga. We're not going to be doing anything too strenuous or anything like that. So it's very good for all ages. Like I said, that first event is a family yoga. So bring out the kids. And we do have t-shirts for kids available as well. So, is a great opportunity just to get to meet the Missouri Shores staff and advocates and kind of learn more about what we do too. So,
right. And what else have you got planned out for October?
Yep. So for the entire month of October, we do have Purple Light Nights, which is going to be just some purple light bulbs that we have stationed throughout the city of Pierre. We will have a list on our website and on our Facebook page of all the different places you can get that. And the idea behind that is that you just take a purple light bulb and you plug it into your porch light, and that way you're showing support for domestic violence awareness.
Yeah, something super simple that you can do, but also still show your support.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. So if people want to maybe go online, they kind of later on forget what's going on, where can they find out where these events are? And if they, you know, are somebody who really needs some help, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have all of our information on our website. That's just MissouriShores.com. And then we also have it on our Facebook page, Missouri Shores Domestic Violence Center. So those are two great resources to go to if you're looking for more information. If you are in some sort of situation, or maybe you're not sure if you are, but you just want to talk to somebody, or even if you know somebody who is in an abusive relationship, they can always reach out to us. We have our 24/7 crisis hotline, 1-800-696-7187. We have trained advocates on call 24/7, 365, 100% confidential. Anybody who calls in, we don't tell anybody that we ever talk to them.
And I know you can always use some help with supplies, because you help the women, but there's always, you know, because you're going through things each and every day. So if somebody wants to be able to help out that way, how do they do that?
They can always reach out to us at the office. We do take donations during regular business hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. And, you know, we take almost anything. We take clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing, shoes, any kind of household donations. So pots and pans, dishes, silverware, cleaning products, paper products, basically anything that you can think of. If you were you're starting out in a brand new apartment, what would you need? That's all stuff that we can use.
Perfect. That is good to know.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for all the work that you folks are doing and for stopping by this morning.
Yes. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you. There's Sarah Reinhardt from Missouri Shores. As Domestic Violence Awareness Month is next month, they want to let you know what they can do and how they can help out around the community and how you can help out as well. So there is the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Vista Care, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.